Okay, let's begin with our discussion of Kilayim Daf Ayin Tes. Kilayim Ayin Tes. As we continue the last couple of days here, the last 5 days or so of Maseches Kilayim, we are on Ayin Ches Mabez. And as we said yesterday, there will be Agarata today, though Kilayim has not had much Agarata in the entire Masechta. We had Maseches Brachas and Maseches Peah. Demai did not have too much. We had a little bit also at the beginning of Demai. But here, Kilayim, we have one or two dafim here, which have some stories on it. So we are on Ayin Ches Mabez. The Gemara here is talking about, if you remember, Kilay Begadim and different examples where the Mishnah spoke about different types of towels and covers of books and aprons of barbers. The discussion of Kilayim, is it a Levisha? Is there Hana'as Levisha? The different elements that come up. So, second to last line on Ayin Ches Mabez. Rabbi Avoh B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Bal Narei Nashim Asur Mishum Kilayim. The Balnari Nashim, some type of towel from the word Balan, Moshe says, which is a bathhouse worker. So these towels that women wear are Asur Mishum Kilayim, or that towels that women use are Asur Mishum Kilayim. So the Gemara asks, Ha Balnari Nashim, he Balnari Anashim? Well, what's the difference, right? In the Mishnah, we had a machlokas, whether the towels, machlokas tadakam and balazar, whether the towels are us or a mutter. So why is it the men's towels there's a machlokas about and the women's towels is for sure kilayim? What's the difference between the men's towels and the women's towels? Are they the same thing? So ask the Gemara, mao balnare nashim. Balnare nashim are different. They're different than the men's towels. Rabbanan de kesar and amrin antite. The Rabbanan of Caesarea said, because the women's towels being referred to here are antite, which we might call a robe. It's not just a towel, but it's actually a towel that you wear as clothing, and that's why it is more of a problem than the towels of the men. We said the towels of the men, maybe, because you might see a Rebbe walking by, and therefore you might want to cover yourself with it, so that's why it's a machlokas, whether you choshesh for that. But these balnare nashim, they were actually worn, and therefore that is why it is... more of a problem for this one of the pshatim of what antite is. That's why Kuleam would agree in that case. Mitpachos, again, we switched the girsa here. Mitpachos, the girsa that we have is hasapag, but the girsa that's shade hasaparim, right? The towels that or the apron that are put out by the saparim, by the barbers. So that, the Mishnah said in the second half of the Mishnah, that is asur mishum kilayim, because that's really worn. Says the Gemara, Hada the same Rebbe Biskav L'Shem Malbush. This is only where it is used as a Malbush. What's Biskav L'Shem Malbush here? The Mefarshim explained where it has a hole in the top for the head and it's actually worn as an apron. That's where it is a problem. Ainam Biskav L'Shem Malbush, if it's not worn like that, maybe it's just like an apron, like a square. That's not really worn, but it's just put on you. So it's put on you, and it's not really a levisha. And there's no real hanas levisha, as we said. Lo b'da, that's not what we're talking about. We mentioned if there's a ha'ala'a, that's if somebody wears it. Right, that's two psukim in kilayim. One is lo ya'ale alecha, the other one is not to wear. So wearing is asur, possibly even without a hanas levisha. Right, going be male might be us only with Hanos Lavisha, but here there's no Hanos Lavisha. There's no warmth protection, there's no cold protection, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem in our case. Good. Halacha Gimel says the Mishnah. Tachriche Hames Umir Da'as Shel Chamor Ein Bohem Mishum Kilayim. These two items are not a problem of Kilayim for two very different reasons. Let's do the second one first. Mirdash al Chamar, some type of saddle that goes on the donkey that you sit on. That's very hard. It's very firm. That doesn't give any Hanas Lavisha. Mara Folda says, Kashe Yoser Mikarmik Sasos. It's very hard and firm. Hilka Chafilu Bisaro no Geabayan. Even if the skin is touching them, Lo Chashidash of a Tichach Libal Bisaro, we're not worried that some type of strand is going to go up on the body because it's very hard. It's very hard, and therefore that's not going to give any Hana of wearing, and therefore there's no issue of Kilayim. The Ras Sirlio also discusses this, but we'll get back to him in a minute. But first we have the Tachriche Hames, the shrouds. There's no Isser of shroud, of Kilayim by shrouds, as we'll see in the Gemara, because Hames is not Chayiv and Mitzvahs. And if it's based on Chayiv and Mitzvahs, so then what's the problem with putting Kilayim on the Mace, assuming that even if it is Kilayim, there's no issue, as we'll see. The Marafold already quotes what we're going to see in the Gemara of Mesim Chafshi. Let's wait with that till we get to the Gemara. Lo yitin es amardas al ktefo. One, though, even though one could sit on a mardas, a saddle of a donkey, one cannot put the saddle on his shoulder in order to carry something, or even just to carry it. Afilo lahotzi al azazebel, even just to carry out the fertilizer, the manure, on top of the mardas, one is not allowed to put the mardas on top of him, because that would be getting some type of hana. If you look in the Rasilio on this line, he says, but one second, didn't we learn yesterday that Rabbi Yochanan put the clothing on his lap so he wouldn't get dirty from the clothes, from the food? Right? So therefore, what's the difference between that case and our case? Right? That was Rabbi Yochanan yesterday. The lashon was Rabbi Yochanan, you have ma pa'a manoi, veino asu mashim kelayim, zelo yinvalun manoi. No, that's just about not, it's not really a levisha, and he's just doing it to make sure his clothing don't get dirty, so therefore it's not a problem. So why here is it a problem? So ask the Rasir Leo, what's the difference? Over there, by Rabbi Yochanan, there's no real hana that he's getting. Maybe his begadim are getting hana from not getting dirty. Right, but the fertilizer is heavy. It pushes down on him. Besides prevention of getting dirty, it's also giving some type of physical pleasure to the body so that it's not so heavy. And it'll hurt him. If he didn't have this saddle here, that would hurt him with the bundle going directly on his body. So there is some type of physical hana. And besides that, it helps out with the smell. It keeps the chatzitza between the body in order to... So there is some physical pleasure, different than yesterday. So again, if there's any type of hana'as levisha, right, so then there will be a problem. So that's the difference, as the Rashi Leo, between the case of the of Rabbi Yochanan yesterday and the case here in the Mishnah. Next line. Mochrei ksus mochrei kedarkan. If somebody is modeling clothing, there's a traveling salesman, and he has clothing and he wants to try it on in order to show people what it looks like, right? There weren't any mannequins in those days. So he put it on to show, and people could see how it looks. So, says the Mishnah, they could wear it. They could wear kilayim, mochrei kedarkan. They could sell it normally. This is obviously not talking about selling to Jews, because that would be lifta iver. We're talking about maybe a Jew selling to, for sure, non-Jews, at a case where it's clear that it is shatnas, because the Gemara says in Nida Samach Aleph, that's the Tosfos we had a few days ago, that I'm not allowed to sell to a non-Jew if the non-Jew might sell it then to a Jew. And then if it's clear that the shatnez is in there, so there's not a problem, because I'm not worried that a Jew is going to buy shatnez. But if it's not clear, so this case over here about the Mochrei Ksus must be talking about A, you're selling it to non-Jews, B, it's a case that it's clearly shatnez. So in that case, one is allowed to, and we're talking about a Jew selling it, because the guy doesn't really care about Hilchos Shatnez. But if it's if the Jew is selling it to a non-Jew, and it's clearly Shatnez in that case, then he can sell it normally. Ubilvad shel yiskavnu b'chama b'nei achama u'b'kshama b'nei akshamim. As long as he doesn't have kavana, literally, or he doesn't give him prevention from the sun in the summer, give him some shade, or in the rain, from the rain. But the tznuin, the pious ones that didn't want to rely on any kulas, they did not wear it. They put a stick on their back, and they had the clothing on the edge of the stick, so there wouldn't be any issue with kilayim on their body. They didn't even wear it. So this is the Mishnah of Mochrei Ksus. This Mishnah is also quoted in Maseches Shabbos, and that is where all the Rishonim discuss the stira, or the problem. It's either asked as a stira or just asked misvara. The problem is that we had earlier, back on Daf Chavtes, we had earlier, back on Daf Ayin Hei Mabez, that you're not allowed to put clothing on in order to prevent the taxes, right? Even Lignovis Ameches, you're not allowed to put it on. So there also, you're not doing it for Levisha, you're doing it for a certain purpose. So over there, the Mishnah said, you can't put clothing on to save yourself from taxes, because remember, you get taxed by what you're not wearing. There, you're not allowed to wear it, even though your kavanah is just to save yourself from taxes. And here, you're allowed to wear it, because your kavanah is only to make it look good to sell. So in both cases, you're wearing it, aren't you? So why is one case Mutter, one case Usser? So one answer might be that really you're not wearing it over there. Maybe you're doing it in a way that you're not actually wearing it. You're like putting it on your shoulder. So really, it's Usser if you actually wear it. Like our Mishnah is the rule. But maybe you weren't really actually wearing it. In that case, they don't know. It doesn't sound like it from that Mishnah. There, it sounds like that lo yilbash kilayim al gabe asara lo yilbash. Afilu lignov es ameches, right? That's what the Mishnah said earlier on Daf Ayin Hey. So other Rishonim say, oh, well, maybe this is a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda. We know in a number of places in Shas, but especially in Hilcha Shabbos, but it also comes up elsewhere, Dovar Shedim Eskavein. If I do something and I don't have kavana for the Isra, I have some other kavana, I'm dragging a bench on a dirt, on grass, which it may or may not cause a ridge, may not cause a hole in the ground. So that's the classic case of Rabbi Shimon Miskavin, according to Rabbi Shimon is Mutter, and according to Rabbi Yehuda is Aser. So maybe these two Mishnayos reflect two different opinions in the Tanaim. The earlier Mishnah that said it's Aser, it's Rabbi Shimon Miskavin, you don't have Kavanah to where Shan is, you have Kavanah for some other reason. So that's why over there it is Aser. While here, over there it's Mutter, that's Rabbi Shimon. But over here it's Aser, it's reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So that is a second answer. Again, maybe it's a machlokas tana. Maybe over there it's draping it. It's not wearing it. But the problem is, the Rishonim ask, by the way, Tosfos was the, let's reflect the question. Third answer, they don't like these first two answers. It doesn't sound like it's a machlokas here. It's two mishnayos in the same parak. And number two, this doesn't seem like a case of Darvish and Miskavin. This seems like a case of what we call psikresha. Psikresha means it's vade going to happen. Right, not it might happen. Davar Shem Miskavin is where it might happen. I do act A, which might or might not cause act B. So that's Davar Shem Miskavin. Psikresha is, it's vada going to happen. I cut off the head of the chicken in order to give my child a toy to play with, that chicken head. The vada, that's not Davar Shem Miskavin. The chicken's going to die. That's the malacha of Shochet on Shabbos. So this is vada. You're wearing it. You're getting. You don't have kavada to get cool in the summer or warm in the winter. But you're going to. It's Dovar Shein Miskavein. So Tosfos Shabbos Chaf Tesem Abeis. It has to be a case where it's not psikresha. Ube inyan delavi psikresha. Kigoshu who lavish mabusha machirim lahagin alav. You have five layers. You have five layers on. So the first five layers are giving you enough protection. You wear this on the top of the fifth layer, how much extra warmth is this giving you? How much extra protection? It's not giving you much. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. That's why it's in the world of Davar Shein Miskavin. That's what Tosfos is bothered by. Tosfos, how can this isn't Davar Shein Miskavin? It's psikresha. You have to come up with a case that it's not psikresha. This is the Ron's Raya. Which Ron? Chulin, Lamed Beizam and Aleph in the Daf Yarif. Right? The Ron says, psikresha does not apply to Isurei Hana'a. A lot of lumdus for this Ron, but the Ron says there, Lamed Beis of an Aleph and Mesechas Chulin, right, the context of this Ron is in Chulin, right, and that's why it's not Dafkin Hilcha Shabbos, but the Ron says, in the Sugya Bas Tiha, remember that Sugya, V'chitem epsik reishu, v'kayim ala modir v'shum epsik reishu v'al yamos, lesa, no problem epsik reisha, d'le'inyin hana'a, vadai, avagadavi epsik reishe, sharye. When it comes to other types of Isurim, like Hilchus Shabbos, like Hilchus Nazir, a Nazir combing his hair, right? When it comes to other areas of Halacha, Psikresha, if it's Vada going to happen, it's Aser. But by Isurei Hana'a, that's the Ron's Chiddush. By Isurei Hana'a, you don't say Psikresha is Aser. What's his Raya? Taha Amrin and Hasa, Mochrek Sus, Mochrek Kedarkan, Uvashal Yechav, Nebuchad Menechav, Neshom Menechomim. Our mission is a Psikresha. You're wearing the clothes. You're wearing the clothes normally, and you're getting hana from it. I don't like Tosfos. That's not a psikresha. I don't like that you're only being you're only draping it. It's asur. It should be asur. So why is it allowed? V'hasam vaday mati lehana elo dekivan delo machavin la lo chashvinan lamidi. Because you don't have kavana, eino miskavin by yisuri hana is called eino miskavin. It's not called psikresha, right? That's the chiddush of the Ron. So you got to figure out what the svara for that is. All the achronim get into the act on what the svara for this Ron. You have to get into what the svara for psikresha is, and then say why it doesn't apply to Yisuri Hana. right? The Tefera from Sikresha or Balchanan in the first parak of Ksubis has a little piece where he discusses, why am I chayav from Sikresha if I don't have that kavana? It's not going to happen, but it's not my kavana. So why is that going to be chayav? So Rabbi Chanan explains the two major approaches in the Achronim, and that is, A, even though you didn't have kavana, if it's for sure going to happen, it's as if you had kavana. If you know for sure it's going to happen, it's as if you did that. I know the light is on in my refrigerator, but I'm only going to have kavana to open the fridge. I only have kavana to open the refrigerator, not to turn the light on. But it's vada going to happen. So you know how halacha views that? Halacha says, you turn the light on, not you open the fridge. Right? You turn the light on. It's ki'ilu you had kavana for turning the light on. That's one. Or the other approach is that no, it's you open the fridge. And that's for sure going to cause. The kavana was only for opening the refrigerator, not for turning the light on. But kavana for act A, which is vada connected to act B, is enough. Right? We view it as maisim mitzurafim. We view it as connected actions, and kavana for action A is enough for to be mechayev you, even though you didn't have kavana for action B. Right? So that's a second idea. So another, just to give one example, Rav Shimon Shkup in the Shara Yoshar, in Shara Gimel, he thinks that possibly the Ron works better with approach two than with approach one. If it's kilu ya kavana, yilu kavana. Why should it matter? Isuri hadar or not isuri hadar? But if it's about the type of isur, isuri hanah, so then maybe you have a little more flexibility. If you don't have hanah for the, if you don't have kavana for the hanah, then maybe the action wouldn't be considered the same action. And he goes through the moab azeh hachras dasho bnei adam lahachshiv shama maisa shetiyeh nikris al shem zeh avol pepeulos hishtamshus shel isuri hanah sheikra isur bazeh kabbalas hatoeles laatzmo shel oseh. The whole ikur kavana here is getting the, is it considered a usage? He talks about, again, the svara, which we're not going to go fully into right now. The other suggestion, again, the stira, why isn't this an issue of psikresha? Number one, maybe it's a case which is not vade psikresha. That's Tosfos. Maybe it's the Suri Hana. Number three, the other idea of the Ramban. The Ramban, there in Shabbos, it's quoted in the Ran also, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph in Shabbos, maybe there's a special din by Kilayim. A special din by Kilayim that part of the Isser of Kilayim is the Hana, is the Kavana. Is the Kavana. You have to explain why earlier it was Usser, but at least here, explaining the Mochrek Sus, Umayshiter of Shimon the Mochrek Sus, I'm reading from the Ramban, Kuf Yud Aleph in Shabbos, Mishab de lo Asra Torah ela Malbush Shestomo Lahana, Ava Kishain lo Mimenu Hana, Lav Malbushu ela Masui Baalma. The Kavana makes it into a Malbush. Right, and that's why it's not a general rule like the Ron says. By Surya, no, there's no Biskik Resha. Specifically by Shanas. There's some Chiddush by Shanas that Kavana plays a role. Again, this is very halacha lemaisa, this whole discussion in, when we used to try on suits and you're not sure if it has Kalayim yet or not. You're going to check it in the Shanas laboratory after you buy it. Are you allowed to even try it on? So you're putting it on, but you're not putting it on to get Hados Lavisha, you're putting it on just to try it on. So some of these svaras might be relevant there too. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Tofrik, says the Mishnah. Tofrik, sus. Tofrik kadar, got a similar idea to what we just said. Not people who sell clothing, but a tailor. A tailor is tailoring the clothing, and the tailor puts it on their lap in order to hold it. If it's on the table, not a problem. But if it's on the lap, so Tofrik says mochin, Tofrik kedarka, and they could sew it normally. As long as there's no kavana to get the hanavat snuin, tofrin barats. And again, the snuin, those righteous ones, used to do it on not on their knees, but on the floor in order to not be get into any type of shayla. Gemara, tachriche ameis v'chulu. So why are tachrichin? Why is one allowed to choose, use tachrichin for, use shanis for tachrichin? Ksib b'meisim chafshi, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim, b'meisim chafshi kemo chalalim. But when one is dead, one is free. What does that mean? Kibish adam meis, nasa chafshi mena mitzvos. Person is free from mitzvos once a person dies. This is also quoted. This is more well known from Ksubas Kuf Gimel than Yerushalmi Kilayim Ayin Tes. But that's where also the Gemara says Beisam Chafshi, even though Rebbe came back after he died to make Kiddush for his family, he was different. There's a Gilyan Hashas there, but Beisam Chafshi. The Rishonim in a few places, in Maseches Brachas, in Maseches Nida, Tosfos in Nida, Mem Aleph, Samach Aleph. See the same daf that we had that Tosfos on a couple of days ago about Bittel. Tosfos in Nida, Samach Aleph, and Abayis. It's also in Brachas. A asks, what do you mean? You're going to wrap the mace in shatnez? Isn't there a concept of Loeg LaRush? Loeg LaRush Cherif will say, when we go to a cemetery, we put our tzitzis in. So the mesim aren't jealous or upset that we're wearing tzitzis. So we put shatnez on them. Right, is that appropriate? Isn't that Loeg LaRush? That's the kasha of Tosfos in a few places. V'im Tomar, you want to say they're not violating this or they're chafshi, but it's Loeg LaRush. V'ika Loeg LaRush, amal bisho bedavar ha'asr. Umara lo she'en lo od chelik b'mitzvus. Right, isn't that a problem? Upirish Rashbam, de'en bo iser va'afilu l'chai ki agavna she'en ha'meis, nenebo. The iser of Shad is only if there's an aslavisha. He's not having any aslavisha. Right, the dead person. So if he's not getting any anas levisha, there's no iser of loeg larosh. He's not violating kilayim. Not violating kilayim. V'kasha tzitzis nami ein achai chayeb bo imein bo anas levisha mochrik sus to betir v'chol. He continues. Rabbeinu Tam, loeg larosh is only by tzitzis. Another answer. Loeg larosh. Dafka betzitzis bishim tishkula keneged kol mitzvahs. Right, tzitzis is one of the seven mitzvahs that are keneged kol Torah kula. Maybe dafka tzitzis. And I guess it would apply to the other mitzvahs shkulos. It sounds, in general, he says maybe again in those days that they all wore tzitzis, and that's why our wearing tzitzis would be a problem for them. V'im Tomar, he goes into other. To be made chachamim shekulan eloshin tzitzis im lo haya lahem gam b'mosam loeg larash la gadol haya shedome kemoshe omrim hoel v'meis ein tzorach ot tzitzis aval achshav she'ena kol ofshim tzitzis v'chayehem im yasimu tzitzis v'kulan hu yotzer loeg larash v'chayev lokiya b'moso yikayim. Maybe it was worse. Okay, different discussions about why there was no issue of kilayim. Some say maybe there's only an issue of loeg larash by mitzvah saseh, not by mitzvah lo saseh. Right, by mitzvah zaseh, you can't do the mitzvah. But maybe by alo zaseh, that's another chiluk that possibly one could make. But again, this is a discussion. Good, we continue. Rebbe tziva shlosha d'rabbi shat tirasa v'na olam. Rebbe gave instructions when he died as follows. The Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Gimel also has instructions, but they're different lists. Some of them are the same, but some of them are different. Al tazuz al monasim abesi. My widow should not leave from my house. V'yaltes beduti bayaros. Don't be maspin me in all the little cities on the way. We'll see reasons for this. Umishenitpal bi b'chaya yitavu b'bamosi. And whoever served me and took care of me in my life, they should be the ones that are going to serve me in my death. Okay, let's talk about each one. Al tazuz al monasim abesi. My widow should be able to stay in my house after I die. What kind of instructions are these? It's beferish. It's beferish of Mishnah. If there's a widow that says to the yarshim, I don't want to leave, I want to stay here, she stays there. So what's the chiddush of Rebbe? It's a din derabanan. Amar, two answers. Amar Rebbe Drosa, delo yemrun lo besa denashusahu, mishubadu lidashusa. Rebbe was the nasi. So maybe they could say, hey, this is not just the stama husband's house. This is the base nasi. This is the public property house. The answer is that Rebbe didn't use the public property. He paid for his own house. He didn't use public coffers to buy his house. It's therefore, he said, my wife can stay here as long as she wants. Meshubadu l'nishiyusa. It's not communal property, but it's dafka private residence. Answer number one. Amar Belazar bar Yosa kahada tatani. No, maybe he was emphasizing not only could she live there, she could use it. Dara bebatim gshem shahaisa dara bahen. She could live there as she lived. Like she lived here when I went away on business trips, right? So she could still live here. Umishameshes beklays chesav beklaysav gshem shahaisa mishameshes ubala abnosim vidasayam. She could use all the kalim. Vinizonis gshem shahaisa nizonis ubala abnosim vidasayam. She could get fed. Meaning exactly that she used it now, she could use it then. Don't take away any of the benefits. That was the first thing that Rebbe said. What does that mean? Rebbe knew that they would carry him to the place where he was going to be buried, and he didn't want to have a spadim along the way in the little towns, because there wouldn't be enough room there. He knew there would be a big crowd, and it would just cause fighting, and people would be uncomfortable. So he says, only be mas with me in the big areas, in the big towns, the big cities. So that's that would prevent machlokas. The people, the students who were involved with my life, during my life, they should be involved when I die. Amar Rebbe Chananya de Tzipor, and Kagon, Yossi Afrasi, for Yosef Chafanim. They should be the ones. The Pashup Shot of the Yerushalmi here is that they should be the ones that are Osek in his Kvura, in his Levaya. If you look in Ksubis, that can't be the case. The Gemara says, but they predeceased him. So it can't be that they were the ones that Rebbe was talking about. So it must be that Rebbe was talking about, they're going to serve me in Olam Haba. And why do you have to say that? Because he didn't want them to think that because they predeceased him, that it was because there was something wrong with them and they shouldn't be zochet to serve their Rebbe. No, he was saying, they're going to serve me. They're going to serve me in Olam Haba. The Maharal, there in Ksubis, in the Chiddush HaGadol, one that you're going to need, sir. The Gedolei HaDor are going to need Shamashim and Gabbai is in Olam Haba. They're going to need people that serve them. He says, we don't fully understand this. It's not because somebody's going to have to carry their bags. Ella hashimush kamo hasar sheyesh lo mishehu mitzuraf elav. Not really service, but altz kavod. V'chein yesh le tzadikim ukemosh yesh le el yisparach asher misham shemalav. Hashem has servants, so to speak. Af ki ain't sarach l'shimush shalahem. That's the Maharal there in Chiddush HaGadol. Reb Chizkiya Mosiv al Tarbu alay tachrichin. Reb Chizkiya adds that Rebbe said, don't have fancy tachrichin, don't have fancy shrouds for me. Right? This is also said by some of the other Tanoim a couple of generations earlier, because the expenses of Levias were getting out of hand. People were spending so much money on shrouds. So I think it was Rebbe Gamliel. And now Rebbe also said, bury me in simple shrouds. Simple shrouds, and that was able to, then everybody did that. And that saved the people a lot of money. Right? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Bezman Hazeh, we don't have fancy shrouds. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Nun Beis, Ein kovrin ameis betachrichim yikarim. Shulchan Aruch, we don't bury a mace even with fancy shrouds. Afilu l'nasi sheva Yisrael. Right? Even the greatest person. Why? The Shach quotes, b'bnei tikkun ha'olam, sha'aniyim einim yachol lasos ken, because the poor can't do that. V'gam mishum gasas haruach, v'ashchas, also because of arrogance. Right? When a person dies, you know, they don't need fancy shrouds. Rebbe Weiter, v'tei ado aroni nukuva ba'aretz. My aron, my coffin, should have holes to the ground. So what does that mean? So the Torah quotes and others quote that it should have, the whole bottom should be taken off. You know, obviously maybe there's some, right? It seems like they buried in a coffin there, but at least it should be nekuva. Why is this? So the Torah quotes and the Ramban quotes, lav dafka, because it was karka Eretz Yisrael. That's true. That the Karka Eretz Yisrael is Mechaper, and that's why in Eretz Yisrael they don't generally use coffins, except in certain cases. But it's not only because of that, but because you have to El Ofer Tashuv. Because Kvura, this is a special sort of Kvura, not just covered up, but in dirt. Umikamakom Yafe, I'm reading from the Tur. Yafe Lakavro Ba'aretz, to Kvuras Aretz Mamish Mitzvah, the Afilu Bechutzla Aretz. Even though it's against the law in some cases, because all right, but again, if it's possible. But there's a medrash. The Torah quotes a medrash. We've discussed this in the past. The mitzvah fura might have two elements. One to be covered, one to be in the ground. Umashe nosnin, I'm just reading the Torah. Afar, sherefuaso afar, he shekeng siv, ki afar atav el afar tashuv. It's like it's not just a mitzvah like other mitzvahs beyond lachavero that one has to do, but it's kind of closing a circle. We came from the ground, on the Marishon, and we returned to the ground. Afar lakachta ve'al afar tashuv, and that's a dafka ground, and that's what Rebbe is referring to here. Milsa amrin besadin echa nikbar Rebbe. Some say that he was buried in one sheet. De Rebbe Amar lo kema debar inish azal hu asi. Rebbe said just buried in a simple sheet. Why? Because Rebbe held we're not going to come up for tchias amesim in the same clothing that we were buried in. So don't worry about it. Just bury me in simple shrouds and there'll be different clothing. For Rabbanan Amrin, other rabbis said, Kama debar inish azal huasi. No, the same way he goes into the ground, that's the way he's going to come up. Okay, machlokes in the Tanam about that detail. Tani Mishem Reb Nasan, Ksusa Yeredesim Adam Lishol Hibayimo. Reb Nasan also holds that what you're wearing when you go down is going to be wearing when you need to go up. My Taima, Tisapek Chomer Chosam Vayitzyatzvu Kimo Levusho. The Pasuk says in Eov, Antulinus, other trades you to Antoninus. Because we know Antonidas was a friend of Rebbe. A lot of stories about him in Shas. Antonidas Shalom Rebbe, Ma'odis Abik Gachomer Chosam, and he quotes the end of the Pasuk too. What is that Pasuk referring to? Because Rebbe, you don't hold that that Pasuk is meaning that you're going to come up in the shrouds that you're wearing. So what do you use that Pasuk for? Amar Lei, Misho Mevi, Es Hadar, Hu Malbisho. The one that helps out with Tchias HaMesim is going to be the one that's going to help dress the Mesim. Whatever that means, but he's going to be. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Rabbi Yochanan Mefaked Al Bashuni Bu Ririka, dress me, says Rabbi Yochanan, in gray shrouds. Right, we have a similar discussion. Nida Davchaf, Rabbi Yanai gave the same instructions. Why gray? Kivrin Velochman, not white, not black. In Kamis Beit Tzadikaya, so that if I'm zochet to have Tchias HaMesim and I'm amongst the tzadikim, lo nifas, I won't feel so uncomfortable. Because they're going to be in white. If I would be in black, I'd be very uncomfortable. If I'm wearing gray, it won't be so bad. Right? It won't be so noticeable. And the same way the other way, because B'nai Rishaya. Rabbi Yochanan is saying this. If I come up amongst the Rishayim, lo gavis, I won't feel arrogant because I won't be wearing white. So gray is a neutral color. Gray would fit into everything. So that's what he says. Our minhag is to have shrouds in white, the Shulchan Aruch says. Our shrouds are white. Rabbi Yoshia, same thing. B'fakin al-Bashuti chivrin chafitin. Rabbi Yoshia, same topic. He said, no, I want pressed white shrouds. Because he said, Amin Leu, Ma Atab Min Rabach. What, you're better than Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says gray shrouds. Amar Lo, Ma Ane Bohis Ba'av Doi. What does that mean? Says the Pnei Moshe, V'chiani Bosh Masai. What do I have to be nervous of? I spent my life doing mitzvahs. V'ula Orer Lev HaTalmidim Liyiras Hashem Amarkein. So maybe he was given, he saw what his Talmidim needed to hear. His Talmidim, I guess, didn't need to hear. Their Rebbe was like, I don't know what's going to be, Gan Eden or Gehenna. His Talmidim needed to hear, it's going to be awesome, and there's an Olam Haba, and it's going to be fine. So it was different. Lower Leva Talmidim. You have to know what your Talmidim need to hear. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mefaket al-Bashuni Chivrin, Chafitin, al-Bashuni Benarsai. He says also, dress me in the Chivrin Chafitin, the press clothing, al-Bashuni Benarsai, Yahavun Misanai Baraglai, right? Narsai is some type of fancy clothing. Yahavun Misanai Baraglai, put shoes on my feet. V'chutra biyadi, put a stick in my hands. V'yavun and al-sitra, put me on my side. Inasi Mashiach no ma'atid. I want to be ready for Mashiach. Like the Jews in Mitzrayim, put shoes on my feet, put my walking stick in my hand, because I'm. And this was another message that he was giving to his Talmidim. Mashiach's coming. He was giving this a message. The Sefer HaManhig says, quotes a minug, that the, right, in Hilchos Pesach, that there is a minug of some minug kam v'komos, shein noalin chadarim sheyeshenim bahen b'lelo Pesach. Right, some people don't lock their doors on Lel Pesach, Lel Shimurim. Ki benisa nigalu benisa nasidin ligoyal. And it's Lel Shimurim. And if Yavo Eliyahu Yimtzah Habayis Pasuach V'yitzel Lekrasu B'meira, Eliyahu Navi will find the door open. Va'anu Ma'aminim Bazeh U'Bizchar Zos Ha'emuna Nigal Be'ezus Hashem U'Beher V'yameinu Amen. He says that we believe in this. V'yish Smach L'davar Zeh. Where do you see such a smach to leave the door open to do things getting ready for Mashiach? Yerushalmi in Kelayim. Rabbi Yirmiyah Mefaket Al-Bashuni Chivrin Chafitin Emasi Mashiach Ba'ma'atad. I'm going to be ready when Mashiach comes. There's so much here, but I guess we'll have to stop. We'll have to stop here by Tzipra Amrin. Tzipra Amrin, let's stop there, and we will continue, Be'ez Hashem, next time.